This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I've got news for you. Everything is somebody else's property. We don't own anything. You know, the only way you can say you own things is if you're going to live forever, but you're not, and neither am I. You're not going to live forever, and nothing is permanent. It's all temporary. Everything we have, the house, the car, the clothes, it's all temporary because it's all on loan to you and to me. In one of the most spiritual Kodak moments in a man or woman's life, is when they wake up and say, this doesn't make any difference eternally. It doesn't make any difference eternally. I don't know who this man is. His name is J-I-S-U. Yisu would be that a correct way of pronouncing. He's from New Jersey. He says, I turned on the TV and watched a local show in New Jersey about Make Me a Millionaire. It's about the lottery like every city or state has. The announcer reads a list of winning numbers. The first number is, my legs were trembling and teeth were chattering because I got all the same numbers. I won the lottery. Then I woke up. It was only a dream. People might think this dream left me with a sense of futility, but it did not. Right before I woke up, I realized money is not absolutely necessary in my life. It can't control everything. And then he says this. This man's very insightful. Family can't be formed by money. Doesn't matter how much money you have, you can't form and create a family bond with money. And if you've tried, you know you're wrong. You can't form a family with money. He said, money can't change my past. And then he tells some things that happened in his past that I'm not going to go into. And he says, money has nothing to do with changing the past. Only the Lord can deal with that. And then he said, you can't buy time, true love, health with money. And he's right. You can't buy time, true love, or health with money. And I want to come to this most significant statement that this is why I'm here today, to talk about what Jesus said next in verse 13. No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Isn't that pretty presumptuous of Jesus to say you can't serve God and money? He was right. It was presumptuous, but truthfully presumptuous. He knew, and he knows. Jack Hayford, who preaches in Van Nuys, California, or used to, you probably remember Jack Hayford from your days out in California, Peter, said one of the most offensive and insightful things at the same time. Have you ever been offended, but said, man, he's right. He said, your relationship to your money has more to do with your submission to the Lordship of Christ and to your rebellion against the Lordship of Christ more than anything else. Where did Jack Hayford get that? From this verse. You can't serve both God and money. And your money and your relationship to money and my relationship to money has more to say about my submission to the will of God and Christ Himself or my rebellion to the will of God.
Well, this is a message from Luke 16. It was given in November at Lebanon Presbyterian Church. Peter Larson is a senior pastor there. We'll continue tomorrow with this message. I think it speaks to you. It speaks to me. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you as you continue to listen tomorrow.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.